Salutations, Scuba Believer. Do you have a dream of becoming an entrepreneur, but don't know where to start or even what to do? Where can I gather information quickly about what's in my zone of genius? Don't worry, Scuba Believers. I got you covered. Go to tuepodcast.net/AI prompt and check out an amazing set of AI prompts that will give you ideas, information, and articles to help you get across that start line. Once again, go to tuepodcast.net/AI prompt to get you started now. Good luck, Scuba Believer.
Just keep going, keep pushing through.
Know your target market and the people you want to serve.
Just keep going.
You have to schedule it.
Focus on what you're doing.
Always respond to criticism with professionalism.
Focus more on building yourself.
Don't ever give up.
Finish it yourself.
Welcome, Scuba Believers and new entrepreneurs, to Undiscovered Advice. We will be listening to five entrepreneurs with amazing advice just for you. Let's see what they have to say.
Hi, my name is Dr. Noha Polak. I'm a pediatrician. I started Progressive Pediatrics in New Jersey in the year 2000 as a solo practitioner and have grown it now to a two-location multi-provider practice. I am also and a speaker. I speak on weight bias, and I'm about to deliver my first TEDx talk in April. So please stay tuned and find me on progressivepediatrics.com or on LinkedIn under Dr. Polak. So my advice for new entrepreneurs would be to focus on giving your clients results. Whatever your business is, in my case, it was providing excellent medical care for children, and I only focused on that, and slowly the word spread. Now the word can spread much more quickly on social media, but when I first started, I focused on the results, and as you know, as people got good results and felt more and more comfortable coming to the practice, they told their friends. I also did invest time-wise in marketing. I would go to locations where new parents are and I would speak. So I would say, number one, focus on the result. Number two, tell people what it is that you do. Speak it as often and in front of as many people as possible. Be confident in yourself and in your result that you can deliver, and people will believe in you, follow you, and give you business. I chose not to focus solely on money as a result, but the result that I focused on would be happy, satisfied patients. In your case, could be clients. And once you get enough, you will experience what's called the snowball effect. And that means that so many people will know about you that they will tell their friends and family members about you. And then there will be exponential growth. I would be happy to say more about this in the future, but focus on results. And if you don't get results in the first 6 months, just keep trying different things until you get the results that your clients want, and then speak about it as frequently and as often as humanly possible. Because if you don't tell people about it, you will be the world's best kept secret, and you will not be serving your clients. So in my opinion, serving, number one, and speaking, which is really telling people about the results you're able to offer, is not something that is dirty. Marketing is never dirty because you're offering people results. You're not taking their money or their time. You're simply offering them great results. And so I strongly believe in results and marketing as the two pillars of a successful entrepreneurial endeavor. Again, this is Dr. Noha Polak. I'm a pediatrician. I run Progressive Pediatrics in New Jersey, and I am also a speaker on weight bias. Stay tuned for my TEDx talk on April 13th. Have a great day.
Hi, my name is Joy Edwards, and I am the founder and CEO of Sweet Surrender Spa Quality Bath and Body Care. I started my business. I've been an entrepreneur for 10 years now, full-time since 2017. And the entrepreneurial journey is very challenging. In the beginning, starting your business, it is a ton of fun. You get to see your vision come to life. You pick your brand colors, you pick your logo and your fonts and all that stuff. It's so much fun, but the real work comes in maintaining your business. I strongly suggest for anyone first starting out, have a goal for yourself, have a goal and a vision for your business. What do you want your life to look like? What do you want your business to look like? Set your goals, your values, and your standards. And even though there's so much you can learn from YouTube and Google, I mean, that's where I got my start. And I still use those as resources, but having a business coach that aligns with your goals and your vision, that believes in it and believes in you, will cut that learning curve and the learning time down, and it will help you to make so much more progress. You can't compare yourself to other people. You can't emulate what you see other people do because you and your business are unique. What works for one may not work for you. You have to find what works for you, and you don't know what you don't know. So a business coach, a mentor will go a long, long way because, as you probably already know, everyone's a guru and every guru has their own method. And again, what works for them may not work for you. So you really need specialized help. And honestly, you have to really enjoy the journey. There are going to be some great days and there are going to be some not so good days, but you have to celebrate your wins and don't look at things that didn't quite pan out. They're not losses. They're not failures. Those are learning opportunities for you to grow. And, you know, just honestly, I mean, you can't, I can say that now, but I can't tell you how many days I was in tears, ready to give up because things weren't progressing and going the way that I thought that they should. But with being an entrepreneur, you have to do what's in alignment with you and your vision and goals for your business. But you also have to be willing to pivot and be flexible and roll with the punches, because believe me, they will come. But believe in yourself, have fun with it, have a coach, have a mentor, and don't deviate from what you know in your heart is best and right for you and your business, even if that means going against your coach, because again, they are your coach. They are to help you and guide you, not dictate to you what you do for you and your business. It's your business. You know what's best for you and what's going to work out best for it. Stay strong, have fun with it, and enjoy the journey.
Hello to all of the people out there who are listening. My name is Kalila Green Siciliano, and I wanted to come on to give you my best piece of advice for starting a business or starting a podcast or really just starting. The main thing I would want to say is to just do it. Someone told me to do it messy, and for a very long time, I didn't understand what that meant. I just knew that I had to get it done. And when I sat down and I realized what my version of do it messy meant, then it was much easier to sit down and do it. It feels difficult. It feels overwhelming. It feels like you're doing it for yourself and not for anybody else. But when that one person comes up to you, or that one person emails you, or that one person calls you and tells you what a difference you've made in their life because of your business, of your podcast, of whatever it is that you have that they needed, it means the world. So just do it. Put one foot in front of the next and start. because the only way that you can get anywhere is to move. Whether that means moving your body, whether that means moving your brain, whether that means moving something on the internet, just get it done. Just start. Things will tend to fall into place. I love to have these grand ideas. I love having wonderful thoughts about how I can help other people. I've created workbooks. I've created a podcast. I've created a pregnancy loss toolkit. I've done buttons and pins and stickers and knitting and crocheting. And some of those things fell to the wayside and some of those things stuck. You just have to find your niche. You have to find your passion. And when you can speak about whatever it is that you have fallen in love with, other people will want to understand what that is, and other people will want to work with you for whatever it is that you have. So again, my piece of advice is to just start. Also, trust in yourself, trust in your community, and I know that you got this.
Hello, my name is Cheryl Meyer. I'm otherwise known as Cheryl M. Health Muse. I'm a muse because I want to inspire you to live the healthiest life you can. So let me congratulate you on starting your own business and becoming an entrepreneur. I know you're highly motivated to be as good as you have always known you can be and to become successful. I was a solopreneur, and I did everything in my power to make my business successful. I was traveling like a banshee, but I was eating on the fly, and I was not taking care of my health. So my advice to you is you can't be great if you don't feel great. So while you're busy building your kingdom and your empire, make sure you take out the time to be the best that you can be by practicing all the healthy habits that will give you brain power, energy, better relationships, and make your business as successful as possible. It'll even impact your relationship with all of your customers. You need to be eating the rainbow, which are all the colors of the fruits and vegetables that are available from a farm as close to you as possible. And it's important that you eat them organic so that you're not eating poison with every bite of food. You're going to be running around like a banshee, so make sure that you take the time to make yourself a jar of salad or something that is of all the colors of the rainbow and all the vegetables, because they give you gifts that not only feed your gut bacteria, feed it fiber, which it needs. Fiber is how your vagal nerve takes all the phytonutrients that are in that food up to your brain so that it not only turns on all your happy hormones, which makes you delightful to be around, but it also then gives you all kinds of brain power so that you don't have confetti when you get up in the morning and you're raring to go the minute you jump out of bed. The next thing you want to do is make sure that you move your body. You're going to be sitting in a chair a lot, making your business successful. So make sure every day you do something that moves your body and gets either your heartbeat going, even if it's as simple as standing next to your chair and bouncing, which will send blood up to your brain and make you far more apt to be doing, making good conscious decisions because your brain is going to be activated. The third thing I want you to do is learn to breathe to reduce stress. This one is critical. Stress impacts every single organ in your body. And so you want to be doing what I call the Dr. Andrew Weil 478 breathing exercise. You can look it up right on YouTube and learn to do it with him. Dr. Weil was the first integrative doctor. He went to Harvard knowing he was never just going to be an MD. His mother had been an acupuncturist and a masseuse, and his dream was to marry all the different modalities together. So he started the whole field of integrative medicine, and there's a school that is training integrative doctors that are all over the country. So he has the best breathing exercise, which resets your parasympathetic nervous system and releases all that excess chronic stress right off the top. I do it every day at 10 and at 2. Why am I really passionate for you to follow these tips? Because when I had my own business, I did everything except take care of me. And I woke up one morning with pain in every joint and muscle in my body. My body had been trying to tell me that it was not feeling great, but I didn't even take the time to register it until I literally couldn't function. My joke is the universe first pokes me in the arm, then gives me the NCIS slap, and finally the 2x4 comes down. So the 2x4 came down and I got fibromyalgia, and it took me 5 years to climb out of that pit to get my life back without pain or pills and return to wellness. That's why I became a health coach, and that's why I'm a muse that's talking to you, because if you follow my advice, you'll be way more successful in your business and you'll be protecting your future health at the same time. Thank you so much. You can find me at CherylMHealthMuse.com, or I am Cheryl.Meyer, M-E-Y-E-R-3 on Facebook.
Hi, this is Terry Nicholas from the Wealth Coach for Women, where I empower high-achieving women with smart strategies so they can build their big, bold, beautiful life with certainty, clarity, and confidence. My advice to a new entrepreneur is to be open to the possibilities. Always keep your mind open and eliminate the naysayers. One way to do that is to focus on why you are in business, what is your passion, and eliminate the limiting beliefs because they will trip you up every time. So just keep staying positive. If you have doubt, a doubt tends to creep in. Remember that being an entrepreneur is not for the faint of heart. So get good advice. Look for someone who can be a mentor to you. Stand on their shoulders. If it's been done before, it's not impossible. So as long as you have a good, solid business idea and a good, solid plan, you should be fine. If you find that you're struggling in an area, think about investing in yourself. Think about hiring a coach. A good quality coach can shorten your learning curve exponentially, getting you from where you are to where you want to be much quicker. And that can be one of the best investments that you make. So don't be afraid to invest in yourself. Good luck, and I wish you all the best.
I would like to thank all entrepreneurs that took the time out to help new entrepreneurs get across that start line with their amazing advice. If you'd like to contact any of these amazing people, check out their information in the show notes. Are you an entrepreneur with amazing advice and want to be featured on Undiscovered Advice? Go to tuepodcast.net/advice and leave your advice in an easy recording. Undiscovered Advice is a product of Undiscovered Legacy LLC and a proud member of Blind Knowledge and Pod Nation Podcast Networks. For more information, go to uepodcast.net. Thank you, school believers. As a worker of 2 full-time jobs and a podcast and a coach, every minute counts in my day-to-day. It's hard to be consistent in any of my social medias, and at this point I just can't hire a social media manager. It's just too gosh darn expensive. Pinnacle AI to the rescue! I've been using Pinnacle AI for a couple of weeks now and seen big improvements in my reach and consistency. Do you want to have time and increase your productivity too? Go to tuepodcast.net/AI for more information. Save yourself time and grow your brand. Try it now and see what it can do for you.